This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Brands and companies right now are trying pretty much anything they can to stay engaged with consumers. Ads disguised as public service announcements? Yeah, they're doing those. Deep discounts counting on the love of a good bargain? They're doing those too. Also in China, which seems to have started coming out the other side of this thing, something called live stream sales. In the lead over there is Alibaba's e-commerce platform, Taobao, it's called. It's got more than 60,000 live stream shopping shows run by shops and brands and influencers. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack spoke to one of those influencers in the eastern city of Hangzhou.
It's 6 p.m. Yu Chanyao, better known by her stage name Songzi, starts her live stream show on Taobao. But she's not quite ready. She applies lipstick, curls her hair, talks to the crew, then she looks to the camera. Songzi mainly helps Taobao shops sell clothing. Today, she's promoting spring wear from a Chinese brand called Gebang.
They used to only sell in stores, but because of the COVID-19 virus, they're turning to online sales.
Livestream sales channels are often compared to America's home shopping networks like QVC, but they're more casual and try to remove some of the anxieties of online shopping.
If you search on Taobao for a tank top, you can find ones that cost anywhere from $1 to even $100. So my main function as a host is to find nice clothes for viewers among a lot of, how shall I put this, trash.
One of Songzi's fans, Lily Zhang from Shanghai, says live stream sales have changed the way she shops. She used to buy brands like Kate Spade directly from Amazon's US site, where prices are cheaper and she doesn't have to worry about fakes.
Since Taobao started live stream channels, I've basically stopped buying from abroad. Influencers will show the clothing up close so I can check the quality, and they guarantee the authenticity of the products.
In February, when coronavirus struck China hard, Taobao saw the number of live stream sessions on its app double, a sign that brands are relying more on live streaming to get customers. One man who trains influencers is Ji Sheng Li with the Jitao Talent Agency.
In 2018, when live stream shopping was less upscale, the audience was mainly in provincial cities. But now, with talented hosts and better products, we see more viewers from the megacities.
He shows me one of their broadcast studios, which has just a white desk and racks of clothing, purses, and shoes. It's basic, he says, but it does the trick.
This
room? You might not be able to imagine this, but it can generate $7 million in sales in 1 month.
Both the agency and influencers earn commissions. But more viewers doesn't mean more sales. People are worried about their jobs and aren't spending as much. Again, Songzi.
Some of my subscribers don't know when they'll be able to wear new clothes. They're still stuck at home because of the travel restrictions and can't work. They're worried about their finances.
But not all her fans. Again, Lily Zhang.
I've been wearing pajamas at home for 2 months because we couldn't go outside, so now I have an uncontrollable urge to buy, especially when I see beautiful clothes.
Last month, she bought a blouse, a pair of pants, and four other pieces through Songzi. As for Songzi, she's barely taken a break from broadcasting for the past 6 weeks. She has to keep her sales figures up. In Hangzhou City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.